Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. This is the 10% Happier Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Harris. Hello, everybody. This week on the show, we've been talking a lot about how to approach work in a way that is sane and healthy, but also doesn't tank your ambition. Very tricky balance I've been working on for years. Whether you love or hate your job, there's going to be some stress involved. And today's meditation is designed to help you deal with that stress. It's great to use this meditation, I should say, when you're not super stressed, hopefully like right now, so that you can call on it when the shit hits the fan. Our teacher du jour is the great Sebane Selassie, who you've heard on this show, I suspect, many times. She's also a featured teacher in the Stress Better Meditation Challenge, which kicks off on September 11th over on the 10% Happier Meditation app. If you're not already a subscriber, you can start a free trial that will give you access to the challenge along with everything else on the app. Here we go now with Sebane Selassie.
Hi, this is Sebane. For many of us, when we get gripped by stress or anxiety, it's hard not to be completely swept up by strong emotions. Getting grounded in our bodies is a way to recognize what is really happening in the present moment, helping us drop the stories and see what is actually occurring right now. Only then can we recognize that this is what it is. Are you ready to give it a try? Let's begin. Find a comfortable posture. Your eyes can be closed or open. You want to be both alert and relaxed. Take a few moments to settle into your body. A good way to do that is to connect to your groundedness. See if you can feel the chair or seat underneath you, feeling your contact with the ground. See if you can connect to being here right now. Just see if you can be with the direct sensation of the body for a few moments. How was that? Was the anxiety or stress still gripping you? It's okay if it was. Remember, it is what it is. If challenging thoughts arise, we simply allow them. It's not about pushing anything away. We don't need to make stressful thoughts a problem. Just notice if thoughts are pulling you into stories. Let's practice bringing kindness to whatever's happening. Whether you're more relaxed or still feeling the anxiety, know that you can bring kindness to any moment. Kindness is like an invisible currency for well-being. You can place a hand on your own face or body, or simply acknowledge that you want the best for yourself You can even say, I want to be happy, or I want well-being for myself. As we end this meditation, remember that whatever is happening, it is what it is. Anytime you're gripped by stress or anxiety, rather than getting caught in thoughts, you can ground in the body as a way to stay in the present moment. Feel free to open your eyes now and reconnect with your surroundings. You did a great job. Thanks for practicing with me. See you next time.
Thank you, Seb. Thanks to you for meditating. Appreciate that. You can find more meditations like the one we just did over on the 10% Happier app. Just download it wherever you get your apps to get started. And we will be back here on Monday for a brand new episode. We're going to talk about how to handle your emotions at work. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.